Next, we're going to take a second look at a constant problem inside Iraq. It's the lack of basic services in Baghdad. Many neighborhoods only have electricity for an hour or two per day, and this has gone on for years. Iraqi officials usually blame the lack of power on disruptions in fuel oil supplies or sabotage at power plants. But now they've started to admit that the cause is actually something more basic: corruption and intimidation. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Haider Ayyaboud has a thick skin. As head of the electricity complaints department for the Kharq area of Baghdad, Aboud gets a daily earful from local residents. Already white-haired at age 36, Aboud says he's heard it all. But still, some complaints get to him, like the hospital director who called to report four children had died because the electricity, which is supposed to continue for hospitals even during outages, had been cut off for 3 days and their aging generators couldn't cope. The director couldn't understand what happened, but Aboud knew that a few days earlier, a belligerent-sounding member of parliament had demanded that power be restored to his meeting, even if it threatened the emergency supplies. Workers at the electricity ministry have joined the chorus of complaints, staging sit-ins and demanding that their minister be fired. Aboud says Minister Karim Wahid is a political appointee without the technical background needed to push through the improvements that are so desperately needed. He says the workers are tired of being yelled at by their neighbors over the chronic power outages, tired of watching fraudulent bidders bribe their way to contracts they couldn't fulfill, and tired of watching well-connected groups or their militias strong-arm workers to get more power than they're entitled to under the electrical allocation system. In an interview on the balcony of a Baghdad hotel, Aboud says the worst are gangs of armed men. They might be Shiite militiamen or Sunni security men from the so-called awakening forces, or even Iraqi soldiers, but they all have the same demand: keep the lights on in their neighborhood or else.
We've even had some supervisors kidnapped by militias. Then the workers are forced to flee, leaving us with abandoned power plants. In one plant in the Amaria area, there is no supervisor because every day the awakening forces or the militias are there. They go inside and even play with the equipment, trying to turn on the power in their area. They don't know what they're doing.
If some areas are getting more power, that means others are getting less. In some neighborhoods, Aboud says, no electricity at all for months on end. He says Iraqis without well-armed or politically plugged-in neighbors, who also tend to be the ones without access to large generators, simply go without, shivering in the brief chill of winter and sweating out sleepless nights during the long hot summer. What especially angers Aboud are the demands from well-heeled users who want exemptions from the daily outages, as if they were hospitals or emergency service providers.
They already have big generators that they can use when the main power goes off, but they don't want to work their generators. They want national power. Meanwhile, the Iraqi people get nothing, no generators and no main power. It's unbearable.
The public outrage is finally registering at the highest levels of the government. At a recent news conference, the electricity minister made no mention that his own employees were calling for his ouster, but he did say an anti-corruption program was underway, and he pointedly added that both President Jalal Talabani's house and his own suffered the same blackouts as ordinary Iraqis. Tahsin al-Shakli, spokesman for the Iraqi government's Baghdad security plan, confirmed that threats and intimidation are a major problem, saying anyone who doubted that need only fly over the capital at night.
And the minister said once that if you will come by airplane at night, you will see the edges of Baghdad are lit while it's black in the center. It's black because of this specific issue. Some areas receive 2 hours of power a day, while other areas have 10 hours a day, and others don't have any electricity. All because of these criminals.
Shakli says security and intelligence units are on the case, looking for those who intimidate and threaten the utility workers. So far, no cases of anyone being caught have been announced. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.